Officials in Saratoga Springs are developing a strategy to enforce a New York State regulation that requires the wearing of masks in public settings. Public Safety Commissioner Robin Dalton is alarmed at the number of people not wearing face masks or social distancing in downtown Saratoga Springs.
The problem has grown and grown, and we continue to hear from a lot of people who are either uncomfortable leaving their home here or uncomfortable coming to visit here because they're afraid that they're not going to be safe and healthy if they go visit our downtown.
Tuesday night, Dalton included on her agenda a discussion on what could be done. She points to an update to New York State's public health law that went into effect earlier this month that reads in part, quote, "Any person who is over the age of 2 and able to medically tolerate a face covering shall be required to cover their nose and mouth with a mask or face covering when in a public place and unable to maintain or when not maintaining social distance," end quote. Violators can be fined up to $1,000. But even before Dalton introduced the agenda item, a man complained during the public comment period about potential action by the city to enforce the mask order. Finance Commissioner Michelle Madigan pushed back.
"It's un-American and fining them $500.
Actually, I think you need to put your mask on all the way up over your nose.
Thank you.
There you go. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Even though it's a piece of net and it does nothing."
"Well, then you shouldn't be in here because I happen to take it very seriously."
During the discussion, Dalton suggested city police, who are already out in force on weekend nights as bar patrons flock to Caroline Street, could remind people to don a mask. But in an exchange that also included Mayor Meg Kelly, Public Works Commissioner Skip Scirocco said he is uncomfortable having city police officers enforce the state's mask mandate.
"I mean, no one's social distancing. They're packed in crowds on the sidewalk. Yeah. They're waiting to get into bars. They're..."
"You know, and this is just to protect the city. I mean,
I get it.
If we end up shutting down, it's going to be a disaster."
"I understand that. I mean, my concern is that, you know, the business has some responsibility.
Yep.
You know, and the people themselves have a responsibility.
Inside, they do.
Yes.
Yes.
So a lot of people are
waiting
to get in.
But to get the police to do something like that, that makes absolutely no sense to me."
"So I trust that Chief Crooks would let me know if he thought this was going to detract from the day-to-day police work. And if that's the case, we will readdress it."
A plan that did satisfy city councilors involves potentially placing sandwich board signs downtown to encourage people to wear masks. Mayor Kelly asked Dalton about using the city's electronic signs along roads on either end of the city.
"Well, I think that we have a plan about the signs. I think everybody's in agreement with that. I don't think it can hurt.
Yeah.
Can we get the electric signs out, though, at the entrances of the city?"
"So they're in use quite a bit. We kind of need them for speeding and other stuff. I mean, we could, yes, if you want. But I really think that actually, like, the physical signs around town are going to be more effective than the..."
"But I think that you get the entrances coming in, you know, Route 9, Route 50, just say, you're in Saratoga Springs, it's public law, Bloom, you know, wear your mask."
"Yeah, we also need them to reinforce the quarantine."
The city council did not vote on any plan Tuesday night. As for the man who commented about the mask ordinance earlier in the meeting, he was eventually escorted out after not wearing a face covering.
This gentleman is not wearing a mask. He's also been very threatening, profane. We want to have him escorted out, please."
"Here's my mask."
"Okay. It's..."
"They went to leave, so you are asking me this time."
"And what legal authority do they have?"
"Let's have this conversation outside."
"Okay. Bye."
"Thank you."
"Thank you.
See you in 2 weeks."
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.